May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in the risen one, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson from Mark 16. Join me in a word of prayer. Risen Lord, open our ears always to hear your word of forgiveness, of eternal life. Open our hearts to receive it all with faith and gladness. Bless the hearing, the preaching of your word this day. We pray in your name, risen one. Amen. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
A little happier than that, aren't we? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
I am sure that today we all have a happy Easter. I'm confident of that because he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And as Pastor mentioned, we have a wonderful worship service about the risen one. We hear his word. We partake of his sacrament. We sing wonderful hymns. The church is decorated. Oh, wow. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Be a happy day. After church, family, food, friends, rest, relaxation. It's a beautiful day. We're all going to have a happy Easter. But as your pastor, I wish for you today a lot more than a happy Easter, that you merely have a smile on your face for a day and then go to work tomorrow and ho-hum, Easter's over for another year. I desire, and this is all drawn from the gospel lesson, this is really God's desire as he gives us his gospel today. My wish is that you have a helpless Easter and that you have a holy Easter. I pray you have a heavenly Easter and also a hurried Easter. That's what God is teaching us in the gospel lesson. Helpless Easter! Usually greet someone back. Helpless Easter! Doesn't the Easter gospel right away point out the helplessness of mankind? We are very, very helpless. That's exactly what God wants us to know this day to start out with. We are helpless without his son. We have Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, Salome, bringing spices. They might go and anoint his dead body. They still think he's dead, obviously. And then they ask the question, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? Who's going to roll a stone away? These are helpless, pathetic women in grief. They can do nothing about death. Nothing about the stone that's rolled there. Nothing about getting closer to Jesus. They can't do anything. They're helpless people. Who's going to roll a stone away? And so we too are helpless without the risen one. All of Holy Week that we've celebrated, all of Holy Week from Palm Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, now Easter Sunday, it all reminds us how helpless we are. Because it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. He does everything. We don't lift one finger to help Jesus, do we? Anybody help Jesus? He rides on a donkey. He's betrayed. He's arrested. He's murdered, crucified. He rises again. It's all about Jesus. He does everything. And we just watch and rejoice and receive. We're all helpless. That's exactly where God wants us to be in our hearts as we begin Easter. Because when we recognize that we are helpless against sin, death, and hell, then we want Jesus. Then we hunger for Jesus. Then we desire not just Christmas, Easter, but every day. I want him. I want his word. I want his forgiveness. I want his body and blood. I got to have Jesus because he is my only help, for I am helpless against all of it. Yeah, helpless Easter to all of us. I heard this week where movie theater attendance is up in America. A bad economy, and yet movie theater attendance is up 16%. People are going to the movies. And there is a good quote from New York Times about this. The New York Times said, Americans, for the moment, just want to hide in a very dark place. Kind of true. Life is hard. And we are helpless against sin, the devil, hell, sickness, disease, really. We're all helpless. And yet the answer, dear friends, is not the movies to escape. The answer is the mercy of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. He rolls the stone away, the stone of sin, death, hell. He rolls it away. He casts it as far as the east is from the west. It's so far gone. He does it all. Helpless Easter. That's right where God wants us to be to begin. Then we desire the helper. Second greeting, Holy Easter.
Holy Easter.
You like this one a little bit more. The Easter gospel takes us from the utter helplessness of these poor women, who's going to roll the stone away, and it takes us to the Holy One, this holy angel. And looking up, they saw the stone had already been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. So we go from the helplessness of the women to this young man, probably an angel, no doubt, in a what? What kind of robe? A white robe. Very significant. Not a pink robe, not Easter pink, or Easter green, or Easter blue, or polka dots. But a white robe, if you know anything about the Bible, a white robe, as we pastors wear, it always symbolizes holiness. You're pure. You're righteous. He's wearing a white robe as a symbol for us. That because Christ died for the sins of the world and rose again, now there's forgiveness of sin. Now we can have the righteousness of Jesus given in baptism. We are forgiven people, pure, washed. Jesus' death, indeed, he died for us. It's the sacrifice for our sins, not his own. It's not a tragedy, it's a triumph. For our sins are forgiven, we're pure and purified. Holy Easter, indeed. This young man in the tomb is really a great example for us. I think he illustrates us in the story. We are the young man, if you will. Notice he doesn't have a name. Plug your name in. It's your name. You who believe and are baptized, it's you. He's us. This is Easter application. Right here. We wonder at Easter time, what's it have to do with me? Is Easter just jelly beans and chocolate bunnies and ham and Masters golf tournament? Is that Easter and then go to work tomorrow? This is Easter application. Because he died and rose, I'm forgiven. I'm pure. I'm acceptable to God, pleasing to God, sins forgiven, holy in God's sight. And we praise God for that. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Read this week a survey of some of the most irritating phrases that we have in the English language. I don't know if they're so irritating. You tell me. These are some irritating phrases we say too much. 24/7. That irritating? Tired of hearing that. How about, it's not rocket science? Sometimes I say that. How about, at the end of the day? People say that. We might, what are you talking, at the end of the day? Come on, with all due respect, here's one, I should have. Don't we say that a lot? I should have done that, should have done that. All supposedly irritating phrases that people get tired of hearing, all that stuff. Well, is this irritating to your ears today? Your sins are forgiven. Stop me if this irritates you. Your sins are forgiven. You're a holy nation, a royal priesthood. A people belonging to God. We wear the white robes of righteousness, we the baptized. Holy Easter! Holy Easter! Heavenly Easter! Heavenly Easter! Now you're getting the greetings of Easter. The third greeting is that I wish you, that God wishes you, is a heavenly Easter. May our minds and our hearts go to heaven, to the resurrection of our bodies, to eternal glory. This man in the tomb, go back to him. He's our example. He's our illustration. He's you and I in the story. The white robe, we're forgiven, we're clothed. And notice also the first thing said about him is he is a young man. First thing, he's a young man. He's not old. He's not wrinkled. He's not fat. He's not bald. He's not old. He's not middle-aged. He's a young man. He symbolizes the youth of Easter. Easter makes us young again. Easter gives us a new body in heaven. New, glorious, immortal, powerful bodies. We're going to be new in heaven, young people again in heaven. And we praise God for that. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. We'll all be young again. Heard a cute story of a little girl talking to her grandmother. And she asked her grandmother, "Grandma, is Grandpa a lot older than you?" And Grandma was kind of flattered and said, "Yes, by a few years." And then Grandma, kind of fishing for a compliment, asked the little girl, "Why do you ask, granddaughter?" And the little girl said, "Well, his mustache is bigger than yours." Kind of shot her down, huh? We all got flaws, friends. You're looking at a flawed man. Flawed men and girls. Better looking than me, though. We all want to look so good. Look at me, my Easter dress, my Easter tie. Aren't I handsome? Aren't I pretty and gorgeous? Wow. We're all ugly right now compared to the youth of our body in heaven. Christ is the first fruits of those that will rise. We will follow. We believe in the resurrection of the body. We will rise again. He rose. We believe in him. We're baptized. We're going to live. We're going to rise again. I will rise. I will rise indeed. Hallelujah. Stand up. We can't say that. Sit down. Stand up for just a moment. If we're going to say we're going to rise, we better rise. I will rise. I will rise indeed. Hallelujah. All right, be seated. The sermon's not over yet. Easter application, Easter greetings. And then I wish you a hurried Easter. Hurried Easter.
Hurried Easter.
You're getting with it finally. We're waking up. Notice how hurried, how fast this young man is in the tomb and how fast the women are. It's all very hurried. It's quite urgent, the whole thing here. This young man, this angel, doesn't mess around in the message. He doesn't talk about himself. "Hey, look at me, I'm an angel." Doesn't talk about why he's there. Doesn't talk about the stone being rolled away or the soldiers that fell down. All that's incidental. He talks about Jesus. And he says the word quickly to the women. No messing around, no long sermons, no long explanation of things. Just real quick, here's the message. Don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where he lay. Now go tell the disciples. About 5 or 6 quick sentences. It's all about Jesus. This angel wants you to know that he knows Jesus. He confesses Jesus. He believes in Jesus. He knows Jesus is alive. That's all he wants you to know. Nothing about himself. All about Jesus. Do your friends and family know that you're a Christian? Your coworkers know that you confess Jesus Christ, you'll die for Jesus Christ. Do they know that? They know you're in church today? Maybe go and ask them, "Hey, what do you know about me? What do you think's most important to me in my life?" Would they say your job? Would they say sports? Would they say Jesus? This angel's all about Jesus. Urgently, hurriedly. He's not here, he's risen. Now go tell the disciples. And the women go. And then they're afraid at first, but later on they do go and tell. Have a hurried Easter. Sure, there's someone at your Easter dinner who doesn't know. Someone who's doubting the resurrection. Someone who has great guilt and needs to hear they're forgiven by the risen Lord. Surely there's someone at work tomorrow. Someone in the neighborhood. Someone that you can go tell. Surely somebody. And don't just go tell. Live your whole life for the risen Lord. All that you say and do, and whatever you do, live it for your risen Lord in a hurry, with urgency. The time is now to be saved. That there's a lot of people that are hunting today. A lot of hunting going on there. I'm not talking about Easter eggs. A lot of people are hunting for life. They're hunting for joy. They're hunting for peace. They're hunting for forgiveness for their sins, for someone to love them, for some purpose in life, for eternal life, something. Go tell people. Go tell your friends and family. The hunt is over. The hunt is over. Salvation is found in Jesus. Peace is found in Jesus. Joy is found in Jesus. Life is found in Jesus. Mercy found in Jesus. Meaning found in Jesus. Resurrection found in Jesus. Heaven found in Jesus. He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the good shepherd, the bread of life, the light of the world. He's everything. Go spread the good news. You know, I made a boo-boo on Good Friday. By the way, where are all of you on Good Friday? The Lord's death. A quick rebuke. How do you celebrate Easter without going through Good Friday, dear friend, and Maundy Thursday? Come next year. But on Good Friday, if you were here, the Tenebrae service, we have darkness. And we all watch as the candle's taken out, and that's the death of Christ. And then symbolically, what's the pastor supposed to do? Slam the door. The tomb is shut. Well, I got to praying a little bit, and I forgot to slam the door. And my son after church says to me, "Dad, Good Friday was ruined. You didn't slam the door." He said that in jest, of course. And I thought about that, and it's no big deal, obviously. But Pastor Robertson and I, and for that matter, all of us Christians, we're not here to slam doors, are we? We are left on this earth to open doors. We're left here to open the door to heaven for people. And when we preach of Jesus, we open the door of heaven. Here's Jesus. Here's the love of God. The gate to everlasting life is open. You can go do that in a simple way in your life. Tell someone of Jesus. Speak of Jesus. Open the door that they may know that God loves them and forgives them. Don't slam doors. Open doors. So, First Lutheran, happy Easter. Helpless Easter. Holy Easter. Heavenly Easter. Hurried Easter. For He is risen. Let us rise and sing stanzas 5 through 8.